On Midwest Week, a look at the just-completed session of the Iowa Legislature. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Aaron Murphy, Lee Enterprises Bureau Chief in Des Moines, and his work appears here in the Quad City Times and Muscatine Journal. So, Aaron, in a normal year, the Iowa Legislature meets for about 100 days, and how many actual days or weeks did the House and Senate meet this year?
Yeah, nowhere near that. Probably only about roughly half of that by the time all is said and done. The legislature had made it through January and February and was a week or two into March when the pandemic really hit and closed things down, including the legislature. And then when they finally resumed here just a couple weeks ago, it took them, you know, basically a long week and a half. So all told, they probably met for about somewhere between 10 to 12 weeks. So, you know, anywhere between 50, 60 days. So a much more abbreviated session this year than we're used to.
And was there much activity during all those off days of, you know, end of March and April or May? Were they doing much or was there really nothing going on at all?
Well, if they were doing anything, it was behind the scenes. You know, I'm sure legislators were staying in touch, especially leaders working on things for whenever they were going to come back. But there was no public meetings of any kind during that stretch. The Capitol was essentially closed, and the legislature was completely shut down. So nothing as far as meetings, and then they never met virtually, with one exception. The legislative council met a couple times. That's just a small percentage of the leaders in each chamber in each party met a couple times to determine when and how to resume the session. But nothing as far as meetings on legislation or anything like that. Like I said, what conversations were happening, those were happening, you know, behind the scenes, over the phone lines between the legislators for preparing for when they came back to work.
And what about the state budget? What do we know about the impact of the pandemic and how Iowa residents will feel that impact?
So far, the impact should be somewhat minimal. The state does have healthy reserve accounts, emergency accounts, and there was also a big boost of federal funding that helped the state pay for some things in terms of its virus response. So it's not a huge impact yet. Now, it's something that's going to have a continuing impact, especially as tax revenue comes in over the coming months. And does it match expectations? It's so far so good, mostly, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on over the basically throughout the whole next year to see if it eventually does catch up with the state budget. Now that said, there were some elements that of the budget that did take a hit, and one of them in particular was funding to the region. So the state colleges got less than they were expecting or hoping for. And, you know, there's always concerns over what that means for tuition increases and stuff like that. But by and large, the state budget has been held relatively harmless, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Okay. Now, during the last couple of days of the session, the Iowa legislature may have set a record for debating and passing a bill, and it was about police reforms. What happened?
Yeah, so obviously this is in response to the sort of unrest and protests and backlash since the death of the George Floyd up in Minnesota, when a police officer kneeled on his neck for almost 9 minutes, and as a result, that man died. And there's been nationwide attention brought to the issue of civil rights and in particular, police treatment of Black Americans. And so the legislators came back and made that a top priority, and worked on that bill from the first day back, introduced it on a Thursday afternoon. And by that night, it was already through both chambers and signed and approved unanimously and on its way to the governor. And she signed it. Governor Kim Reynolds signed it into law the next day. So like you said, remarkable speed. Now, they had been working on the bill for, you know, about a week and a half leading up to that point. But the actual legislative process of introducing the bill, putting it on the floor, moving it through the process was almost unprecedented. I certainly have never seen anything like that.
Okay, now should I be cynical and Aaron and figure it was a relatively innocuous bill, so it was easy for everyone to vote for, or is it really going to do something?
You know, that's a great question, and it's a little bit of both, and I want to be careful here and clarify that. You talk to especially black leaders who were involved in the process and here at the legislature and with different advocacy groups, and they're very, very happy with this bill. They think it's important. They think it's good. They think it is a step in the right direction. A good first step is something I heard over and over and over and over again. It's a good first step. It's not the solution to the entire problem. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it's a very good first step. So I think it would be fair, and again, this isn't my impression. This is based on talking to people about the bill. It's maybe some things that probably should have been in place already. So in that standpoint, it's not a hugely, you know, controversial bill. It's something that a lot of people feel should have already been on the books. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it is important, it is good to have, and advocates are very happy to see it being done.
Now, the Iowa legislature also managed to pass an abortion bill this year, and if the governor signs it, what will it do?
A few years ago, and forgive my sense of time on this, I don't remember exactly what year it was, the legislature, but it's within the last couple of years since the Republicans took full control, they passed a 72-hour, a three-day waiting period for any abortion. That was challenged in the courts and was struck down. So this time they passed a 24-hour waiting period, a one-day waiting period for any woman who wants to have an abortion. I think it's safe to assume that if the governor signs that into law, it will also be challenged in the courts, and then it'll be interesting to see if the courts feel differently about a one-day waiting period than they do a three-day waiting period. I'm not a legal scholar to know enough to say how likely that would be to survive the courts, given the previous ruling, but I assume that's where it will eventually wind up. And this was, it was in response to the fact that Republicans were unable to get through what their goal had been, was to pass a proposed constitutional amendment that would clarify the Iowa Constitution does not guarantee a right to an abortion. That was their goal. They ultimately didn't have enough votes for that in the House. There's 53 Republicans in the House, and there were a few that didn't want to vote for that. So they had to go to the 24-hour waiting period.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And what other big issues didn't get done this year, Aaron?
Well, you know, there's a lot that kind of got put to the side because of the pandemic. And as we talked about at the top, how short the session was. And it starts with the governor's big proposal at the start of the session that would have done so many things, including invested in the Natural Resources Trust Fund for water quality projects, shifted mental health funding from the local level more to the state level. It also included some reductions in taxes. She had a big package that she had proposed at her condition of the state address, and that essentially got shelved. That's certainly the biggest one that didn't get done because of this session.
Okay, so it wasn't so much that people were violently opposed to it, there just wasn't time?
Absolutely. And honestly, even before this hit, that was the kind of thing that was going to be a big lift for one session. Anyways, there was just so much. And it wasn't even that there's disagreement over it. It was just such a big proposal, so much going on in it. It was going to be challenging to get done in one session anyways. Once the pandemic hit and took away weeks off that session, there was no chance for it.